Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article called Database Reactivation: How to Mine Gold from Your Existing Contact List by Brett Allegri-Wood.
And if you've got a CRM full of old leads and past customers you haven't touched in months, this one's for you.
The central argument Brett makes is pretty direct. Most businesses treat their contact list like an archive, names filed away and forgotten. But those contacts already know you. They've bought before, shown interest, or subscribed at some point. That lowers friction massively compared to chasing someone cold.
And he makes the point that acquiring new customers costs several times more than selling to existing ones. So why are we spending the marketing budget on strangers when there are people who already put their hand up at some point?
Exactly. Brett's argument is that a modern CRM, used properly as the single source of truth for all your customer data, is what turns that dusty list into a live revenue engine.
Okay, but I want to push on that. A lot of business owners have heard clean your database before, and it just sounds like admin. What's actually different here?
Fair point. The first practical step Brett outlines is a proper data audit before you send anything. You're identifying four types of contacts: people who engaged recently but never converted, lapsed customers who bought once and disappeared, leads with incomplete or stale details, and anyone who's opted out or bounced.
So you're not blasting the whole list, you're sorting it first.
Precisely. And the platform he's describing, Anabu.ai, automates those data health checks and deduplication, so you're not doing it manually in a spreadsheet. It can also enrich records with third-party data to fill in the gaps.
That's the bit I think gets overlooked. If half your records have a wrong phone number or a dead email address, your campaign isn't going far, no matter how good the message is.
Clean data, better deliverability. It compounds. Then, once the list is sorted, you segment and score. Brett talks about prioritizing groups by their conversion potential. Recent buyers who didn't repurchase, leads who requested demos but never booked, customers whose subscriptions are about to expire.
That last one is interesting. You're catching people at the moment they're most likely to need a conversation.
Right. And then the reactivation itself is a multi-channel journey, not a single email. Brett's framework is start with a low-friction touchpoint, a personalized email or SMS. If there's no response, escalate to a conversational bot. For high-value contacts, route to a sales bot or a human with full context and recent interaction history.
So it's layered. And that bit about bots, I know some owners are skeptical. Feels a bit cold for re-engaging someone you've had a relationship with.
Brett addresses that directly. Bots aren't replacing your salespeople. They augment the team. The key is that the bot is working from the CRM, so it never asks for information it already has. It's not, "Can I take your name?" when the system holds a full purchase history.
And when it does need a human?
It hands over with a complete conversational transcript and recommended next steps. The contact isn't starting from scratch every time they interact with you.
That continuity is actually what stops it feeling robotic. You're not repeating yourself to a faceless system.
There's also a reputation angle Brett covers. Reputation bots prompt satisfied, re-engaged customers to leave public reviews, while privately capturing feedback from people who had a less positive experience. So you're rebuilding social proof at the same time as re-engaging.
Which feeds back into future deliverability and conversion. The two things reinforce each other.
And Brett gives two real-world examples. A regional franchise group ran segmented offers with VoiceBot outreach, and within 60 days saw a measurable lift in appointments and a double-digit increase in repeat purchase rate. A B2B services firm ran a three-step funnel: personalized email, then a qualification bot, then live demo scheduling, and converted a batch of previously cold, dormant leads into high-value clients while cutting their cost per sale.
Those are the kinds of numbers that make a finance director pay attention. And it deploys in weeks, not months?
That's what Brett says. Pre-built templates, connectors, and onboarding pathways. Small teams and franchise operators can manage it after short training. No ongoing external consultants needed.
My takeaway for this week: pull up your CRM or whatever contact list you have and count how many people you haven't spoken to in the last 6 months. That number is your starting point. If it runs into the hundreds or thousands with no plan behind it, that's revenue sitting idle.
Mine is to look at segmentation. Even rough buckets, lapsed buyers, unbooked demos, expiring subscribers, give you something to work with straight away. You don't need to do everything at once. Start with the segment most likely to say yes.
You can read the full article at anabu.ai.
And if you want this kind of reactivation working in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit there. Worth a look.